AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. What did the Greeks decide in the referendum on accepting expanded austerity measures? The polls closed about an hour ago, but the results will not be known for several hours. As he was leaving his polling place today, the Greek finance minister was asked whether he was confident the no vote would win.
I don't need to be confident. This is the beauty of democracy. We'll have to wait until tonight, don't we?
This Athens University professor says the vote will be critical for the political future of the Greek prime minister.
If the vote is yes, then given that he has supported the no option, he will be probably reshuffling his government or stepping down. If the vote is no, then he will have won only a symbolic victory.
In Vienna, negotiators may go down to the wire on efforts to reach an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Right now, we're aiming to try to finish this in the time frame that we've set out. That's our goal, and we're going to put every bit of pressure possible on it to try to do so.
Kerry says if there is not a good deal, the U.S. is prepared to walk away from the talks. The Islamic State group's stronghold in the eastern Syrian town of Raqqa has been targeted by a wave of coalition airstrikes. The extremists say at least 10 people were killed and many others were wounded. The 4th of July turned tragic for some people around the country.
A deck collapsed at an Emerald Isle, North Carolina beach house as a family got set to take a group photo, leaving at least 14 people injured. Authorities say two are in critical condition. Kentucky authorities say two people were killed, three missing, after the pontoon boat they were riding in hit the Clark Memorial Bridge and capsized in the Ohio River late last night. Four people were rescued. And state police in Maine say a man celebrating the 4th of July died when he tried to launch a firework off the top of his head. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Firefighters in Vacaville, California are battling hot, dry conditions as they try to contain a wildfire this weekend. It's already burned more than 320 acres. This is AP Radio News. Escaped prisoner David Sweat has now been moved to a maximum security prison in Romulus, New York. After at least 24 hours in the infirmary for a medical evaluation, he's expected to be housed along with 150 other men in its special housing unit. The inmates generally are allowed out of their cells only to exercise for an hour a day. Magic Mike XXL and the Terminator Genesis both fizzled over the July 4th weekend, leaving popular holdovers Jurassic World and Inside Out to top the holiday box office. Final figures will be out Monday. A milestone for Britain's newest royal, Princess Charlotte, was christened today at a church on Queen Elizabeth's royal estate. This local resident says she identifies with the little princess because of her name.
I'm Charlotte as well, so it's kind of nice that me and the princess are going to have the same name. I actually didn't find out until the day after and everyone was calling me Princess Charlotte, so I was like, what's going on?
Hundreds of fans outside St. Mary Magdalene Church in Sandringham cheered as William and Kate arrived with toddler Prince George and the 9-week-old Charlotte. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.